This morning's scripture is Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. Paul, an apostle, sent neither by human commission nor from human authorities, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the members of God's family who are with me, to the churches of Galatia, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to set us free from the present evil age, and according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another gospel, but there are some who are confusing you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should proclaim to you a gospel contrary to what we proclaim to you, let that one be accursed. As we have said before, so now I repeat, if anyone proclaims to you a gospel contrary to what you received, let that one be accursed. Am I now seeking human approval or God's approval? Am I trying to please people? If I were still pleasing people, I would not be a servant of Christ. For I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel that was proclaimed by me is not of human origin, for I did not receive it from a human source, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ.
I can't tell you how many letters, phone calls, or emails I've gotten in the last 10 years that have accused me of being a false prophet. It's true. Using Jesus' name to send my flock, that's you, into the fires of hell. I made the mistake of reading old hate mail 2 weeks ago and preparing for this sermon. And sometimes they make me laugh. Often they're just so far out that I wonder how anyone could possibly claim the Christian faith and write the words that they do. I used to have a bunch of them saved on my voicemail, and I actually took the time once to transcribe them so I would never forget. I tell myself it's the price I pay for following Jesus. But if I'm completely honest, it can be hard to hear. When I read some of those old letters, I was instantaneously taken back to those difficult moments, and it made me sad. I felt tender, vulnerable even. It's hard to hear that someone doesn't like you, or that they feel that you're wrong or in need of punishment. So many of those came in anonymously that I felt like I had these eyes boring in on me all the time. And I used to wonder, does that person hate me? Does that person? I have to admit that even though I might come off bold and I do feel confident in the prophetic word of God's justice and peace and love, it's not always easy to speak truth to power, as they say. It's hard. Marquise, my mom, the chair of our pastoral relations committee, are the people who really bear witness to my vulnerability. After all, who wants to appear weak or hurt, exposed, vulnerable? But as I shared a couple of weeks ago, walking through the fire means that you are destined to feel the heat, that there's a good chance you're going to get burned. And standing outside the fire is not an option for the disciple of Jesus. We have to jump in. But that doesn't mean it's easy. This little walk down memory lane hasn't been the easiest because I don't only remember, I feel. You know what I mean? I emote memories. Those feelings come back to me, and even on a physical level, I can feel them in my body. I hate the feeling of disappointing people, or thinking that people don't like me, or thinking that I did something wrong and I offended someone. The truth is, I don't really like to stir up conflict, contrary to what you might believe. At heart, I'm a people pleaser. I tend to get this kind of like pain or pressure in my chest when I worry. And the only thing I can do to relieve it is to apply pressure right here. And then I just try to breathe. It's almost as though criticism has this way of wedging its way into my body and radiating throughout. Does anybody else ever feel like this? Just me. Anxiety has a way of manifesting itself physically in our bodies. And for me, I can't sleep. I fixate. I ruminate. I feel sick physically. I hate this feeling. Call it insecurity, anxiety, conflict avoidance, people pleasing. Whatever it is, it eats away at me. So when I look back at these last 10 years, I start to feel those emotions again as I recall the many, many, probably countless times I've offended people, whether inside or outside our church. So I want to say right here to those of you that I have offended, perhaps all of you, I'm sorry. I hate to think that I've hurt somebody, that I've offended them or pushed them the wrong way. I hate that feeling. I'm sorry. I can relate to Paul and those early Christians. I can relate to feeling like it would be easier to just revert back to the way things were rather than have to follow through, knowing that it's going to cause conflict and people won't be pleased. There was a time in my ministry when I thought retreating would be the easiest thing to do, because then everybody would just be happy. And I think sometimes that's what we believe the ideal is. Maybe even it's our job as pastors or as Christians or moms and dads, sons and daughters, teachers, executives, whoever we are, we think that our job is to keep people happy. But in reality, while happiness is an ideal to strive for, it isn't our sole purpose. But those of us who are people pleasers have a hard time remembering that we can't keep people happy all the time. What's that phrase again? It used to be about fools, but they changed it to, you can please some people all of the time. You can please all of the people some of the time, but you cannot please all of the people all of the time. Meaning, you're probably disappointing somebody at any given moment, no matter what you do. I hate that, don't you? I think Paul really felt this tension. You see, he wanted to be all things to all people. He had good intentions. He believed that if he met people where they were, that he could offer them Christ in ways that were meaningful to them. But I get exhausted just thinking about it. Imagine trying to be all things for all people. I can't even be all things for one person, let alone all people. So he tells us that he was weak for the weak. And for those without law, he became as though one without law. He bent himself in every direction like a pretzel in the hopes of reaching people where they were. And for that, I commend him. But in reality, he figured out what those of us who have tried to do the same have also figured out. You can't. You can do everything in your power to meet people where they are, but there is no guarantee that you will make them happy, that you will even reach them. You really can't be all things to all people. And that's why poor Paul's heart broke every time he would receive word back from the communities that he founded. And he'd find out that they had begun infighting, or they'd returned back to their pagan ways, or they thought they knew better than he did. He couldn't please them. That's a hard pill to swallow, isn't it? Paul thought that if he just worked hard enough, if he dedicated his entire life to Christ, if he gave the people what they wanted, that they'd be happy. But you know what? They weren't happy. Some of them were, I'm sure. But you know how it is. You don't focus on the successes. You focus on the losses. It's like getting an evaluation back. You have a glowing review, but there's one thing that's slightly off. You fixate on it, right? One needs improvement, and you're up all night. Isn't that the way it always is? You can be the best daughter in the world, the most conscientious father. You don't forget birthdays. You help out with homework. You take care of bills. You make sure everyone's okay. But then there's that one little blemish, and it feels like everything else doesn't count anymore now that there's that tiny little mistake, a forgotten item on the list, or the phrase that was taken the wrong way. Now, it's the only thing you can think about. Perhaps because you're afraid it's the only thing that they are thinking about. And it's exhausting. Of course it is. You're literally losing sleep over it, tossing and turning and fixating on whatever it is that's now the most important thing in the universe and makes you the biggest loser in the world. So now, you're dead tired. You're paranoid. You're beating yourself up. You're possibly avoiding contact with anyone that might be a part of the jury that's judging you because you feel so darn guilty. The whole world hates you. Is it just me? My husband says it's just me. I know that you guys are all probably so self-evolved and fully capable of moving on or acknowledging a mistake and just letting go when someone doesn't like you or affirm you or criticizing something that you've said or done. But if there's a one person here that might feel like me, lost sleep, been consumed by guilt, juggled to make people happy, to be all things to all people, maybe you might find comfort in today's passage. Because Paul, who so often thought he could be all things to all people, who believed that if he did just the right things, he'd get the right outcome, and then likely beat himself up when he'd realized that the churches that he'd founded had flailed and failed, and worse, didn't even like him. He seems to have finally figured out that no matter what he did, no matter how holy thou art, you can't please them all. And so he finally asks himself a question that each of us can also ask ourselves. Am I now seeking human approval or God's approval? Or am I trying to please people? Now, of course, as a people pleaser, I don't think it's entirely wrong to please people. You gotta, right? But I also know that at the end of the day, we will fail to make everybody happy. We will offend people, oftentimes without realizing it. We will say things that hurt other people's feelings, and sometimes we are actually called to speak out. When there is injustice, we have to make people uncomfortable. Sometimes we must speak truth to power. Sometimes we even have to make other people mad. And you know what? That sucks. But am I seeking human approval or God's approval? Am I just trying to make people happy? Paul's answer? If I were still pleasing people, I would not be a servant of Christ. Here's the thing. When we have offended people, hurt feelings, done the wrong thing, or inadvertently done something that came off the wrong way, we have a responsibility for apologizing, for trying to make right, for fixing the problem. But after we have done that, we need to let it go. Let it go? Whew. Let it go. Because God does. That's what grace is. We may not always get the forgiveness from the people that we have wronged or failed to please, but after we have done everything in our power, we need to let go and move on and accept God's grace, God's forgiveness, God's love. And then there are the times that we are fearful to speak out because we know the hate mail will come in. People we love will look at us differently. From here on out, we will be pegged a certain way. It's hard to speak truth to power because we know that they will call us names. And it'll hurt. And who wants to hurt? To offend, to be disliked, and even hated. But sometimes, being a servant of Christ means that people won't like us, that they won't be pleased with us, that we will offend them. And somehow, we have to learn to be okay with it. Because after all, we are working for God here. If I were still pleasing people, I wouldn't be a servant of Christ. So, the hate mail will come, as it does. And the long night will inevitably be before us. And we can stay up all night and toss and turn and be the loser of the universe. Or we can pray to God, help me to fix what I have broken and right what I have wronged and have courage in your word and faith in your strength, voice to speak your truth and the power to let go. Grant me your grace and the wisdom to receive it. Help me to love you more than I love being comfortable. Open me up to your path and your way, that I might follow Jesus, even when it's hard. Amen.